Beauty News family. Welcome to Beauty News. This is the 6th of November edition. We're going to be talking about new release beauty products and updates of things that we've talked about in the past. And we do have an update today. It's a big one. People it's have been excited about this. Yep.
Including me.
So this is the Melt Beetlejuice collection. They have, they trickled out items like throughout the whole week, as brands love to do. And we've seen what we've got. So we have two eyeshadow palettes. We've got the Recently Deceased palette. This is an 8-pan palette that is basically purple and greeny chartreuse colours. And then we have the Waiting Room palette. And this is basically red and black grey, maybe a silver or a white. I don't think we've seen swatches of these yet, have
no,
we?
No, we haven't.
Did I say they were... Oh, okay, hang on. I just realised Recently Deceased is an 8-pan palette and The Waiting Room is a 10-pan palette.
That drives me a little bit crazy.
I hate it.
Yeah, if it wasn't for that, I would be like, look, I want them both. But because of that element...
I wonder why they did that.
Yeah, I don't know. They could have just... Like, they created the packaging for 10 pans. Why not just add two more shades in the green and purple?
Yeah. Yeah. Or take two pans out of the Waiting Room palette because there's a lot of
redundant
same there.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. There you go. That's a thing that they did. The next item in the collection is the Supernatural Lash Mascara. So they're saying it's an ultra black mascara for a full fanned out impact. For lashes that appear to have risen from the dead. There we go. Very exciting.
Sure.
There's three gel liners. So there's Afterlife, which is a neon chartreuse ultra matte. And it is intentionally created sheer to create the perfect neon tone that isn't pastel. We have the 125 Years Gel Liner. This is an opaque ultra matte gravestone grey. Then we have, the last one is the Utterly Alone Pigment Paint. So this is actually not a gel liner. It's a pigment paint.
Well, that would probably be okay, because they're not allowed to call it a gel liner.
Yes, because the pigment's probably not technically eye safe.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, apply this dimensional hue to the face, body, and beyond. It's a rich purple with luminescent indigo pigment. Then we have lipsticks. So there's the Miss Argentina lipstick. It's a vermilion red, so a bright red shade. We have the Ghost with the Most lipstick. So this is an olive green in an ultra matte texture. And the Calypso lipstick is a sheer formula with iridescent sparkling finish. It's a magenta. Then we have three lip products. These are called Electrip paints. So these are duochrome liquid lipsticks, basically. So the first one is Strange and Unusual. It's a fuchsia shade. Then we have It's Showtime, which is a purple metallic with a pink duochrome. And the last one is Weirder and Weirder. It is a pitch black base with an odd purple shift. They all stain pink, which everybody loves and needs in their life. And the last thing is a mirror. Look, I feel like, this mirror, I don't like it.
I like the inspiration of like the dancing in the air, but I still don't understand the obsession with brands bringing out mirrors. Like, you only need one or
and
two mirrors in your life.
Putting their logo on it, and it
so
doesn't
big.
Even look that great. And it's just like, your font is orcs.
I was really excited for this collection, and I still probably will pick up a couple of things. A lot of people have been tagging us and commenting that they listened to us. They made one palette for me, one palette for you, because I said I like greens and purples, and you said you like reds, and you've been into cool tone shades as well, so grey sort of makes sense. What do you think about the palettes?
I won't buy them. When I saw it, I was like, oh, it really is like a Kat and Haley set of duo palettes. But I really, like, I don't want any more eyeshadow palettes. The red one, I don't need 5 red eyeshadows and 4 grey or 3 grey, 1 white and 1 black. Like, I don't need that in my life. I've got that back here. So
these aren't also the reds that you're interested in. You like the really vibrant reds, which I think is a missed opportunity that they didn't put in a really, really punchy red. Like, we might see from the swatches that maybe it is a punchy red, but it all looks like sort of various shades of burgundy, which is not quite red. I might pick up this palette because I do like these tones, and if I'm going to inject some color in my looks, I do like these, the greens and the purples. So again, I'm going to wait for swatches of this, but I love the recently deceased name. I love the artwork on it. It brings me a lot of joy. I don't need another black mascara in my life, so I don't know why they're releasing that in this collection. It's so strange. The liquid lipsticks that have a duochrome shift and stain pink. Okay, liquid lipsticks, they've had them in their line for a long time. But metallic, okay, duochrome might be interesting. But I love it how they mentioned the stain as almost like it's a feature. Like, it stains pink. Unless you're wearing a lip stain, you generally don't want your purple lipstick to stain your lips vibrant pink. Like, that's just a side effect of the pigment that they're using. But they're making it sound like it's a feature of the design, which it's not. It's amazing and
everyone's going to want it. Yeah.
So, look, I like the colours. I like the designs, maybe except for the huge melt mirror. I think they could have done that a bit better. But I probably will pick up 1 or 2 things, like, to be fair.
Fair.
Will I use them often? Probably not. But...
No. Yeah. That's why I'm not going to... Like, I'll use the palette once and I don't need to do that. I've got heaps of palettes back here that I've only used once.
That's true.
And probably even more that I've... Never used.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, holiday stuff. Let's get into it. We've got some eyeshadows from Chantecaille. So these are luminescent eye shades for the holiday season. So the 2 shades, there's Zebra, which is a rose gold, and it gives back to, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, chips and gravy.
I love gravy.
So it's a Zebra Trust. There's also the shade Crane, which is a smoky burgundy, and it gives back to the Rwanda Wildlife Conservation Association. So those are available now. They're $52 each, which is very, very expensive. They've also launched Le Matte Lip Stylo. So this comes in 4 shades and they're available for pre-order now for $38 each. So these are lip products. There's a bright rose, a soft peachy pink, an orange red and a nude pink. So there we go.
We've seen what By Mario is launching for the holiday season. So it's called Meet Holiday By Mario. We have the Master Mattes Pro Lip Palette. This is $60. And it looks like it contains 16 lip shades, a brush, and a mixing palette.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Pro Volume Lip Glosses. These are $22 each. They come in 3 shades. You've got Rose Nude, Mauve Nude, and Golden Nude. There are Glam Quads. These are $25 each. They come in Rosy Glam, Bronzy Glam, and Party Glam. So these are eyeshadow quads. And then we have the Master Pigment Pro Pencils. They're $22. They come in rich blue, deep plum, and soft brown. This doesn't feel very...
very holiday.
Holiday inspired. This just feels like makeup.
Yeah,
I think... he could have brought this out any time of the year. Wouldn't have bat an eyelid.
I almost feel like what they've done is that they created these when they created the original batch of makeup, but then they thought, let's stagger the releases so we can jump on the holiday trend. You'll find that these are probably going to be permanent because generally holiday releases are limited edition. They're around for the holidays and then they don't stick around. Whereas I feel like what's going to happen here is they're just like, new additions, holiday season, but it's just, it's just jumping on the bandwagon of holidays. But in reality, this is just makeup. I find that his brand is so strange because when he releases things like the lip palette, which is not a bad lip palette, it does have like a lot of nudes, a lot of pinks, and then it's got the mixing colors, so white, black, yellow, and blue, so you can go and tweak the colors. So it comes with a lip brush, it comes with a little palette that's sort of attached to it, so it makes sense as a sort of pro product, which is what he's sort of at some points have been like suggesting that his brand is quite pro. But then you bring out things like eyeshadow quads that are basic as fuck, and you go, is this consumer? Is this makeup artist? Like, yeah. What is it? It feels a little bit like it doesn't know what it is, which I find a little bit frustrating to look at, because you kind of go, it just seems like a jumble of stuff. Which is a bit of a shame.
I never had quads in my pro kit. Like, I couldn't imagine carrying around, like, 10 eyeshadow quads so that I have, like, a good array of colours.
Mm.
Like, I just have, like, typically 2 large palettes that hold everything. So no matter what, once I've got them open, I don't have to, like, flick through a bunch of eyeshadow quads. So, yeah, like, quads are very consumer.
Yeah.
Lip palettes are very pro. We've also seen the Lorac holiday collection, kind of. We've got like a little photo of the collection. So this is called Vintage Glamour. This consists of the Pro palette in Vintage Glamour. It's $29 US. And this is like their sort of their Pro palette layout, 16 pans. And it's very nude, very nude. We have the lip collection in Nude Scene. This is $18. It's a lip pack. We have the lip collection in Premiere, also $18. We have an eye duo, which is $23. And I believe that is a mascara
and a liquid liner.
Eyeliner?
Yeah.
Yeah, liquid liner. Then we have the lip gloss wardrobe for $25 US.
This is very Lorac, and I'm looking at the palette close up, and I do love how they did the old school pro sort of format where they do the one row of shimmers and one row of complementing mattes. I always love that. It's always my favorite palette design. I don't mind this because it's the nudes and it's the sort of brownie nudes that I've been liking recently. They recently brought out how many nude palettes? Like 5?
Yeah.
Do they need this?
Yeah. Probably not, no. But this is a much more compact version of it, so I'm more inclined to enjoy this than the other ones. Yeah, and also I like the 50-50 split. If I saw this in person, in store, if Lorac was even sold in store here, I'd probably buy it.
Yeah.
Because I like the look of that palette.
I like the look of it too, but I just think if it was amongst all their more recent releases, you know, does it stand out as being a holiday thing? Probably not. But
no,
I also
all
feel
the same.
Like, yeah, what they're doing recently is going back to the roots of what made them popular in the first place, which was their sort of nude basic palettes. They did venture into color, and I think they did bring out some colorful sort of holiday palettes in previous years, and I don't think they did very well. So clearly they're just leaning back into what worked like 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, and they're trying to recreate it, which, yeah, again, I don't mind this palette, but we're getting so inundated with nude palettes lately, and I feel bad for the people that love colour, but as a nude fan, I like it, but it is like analysis paralysis. There's so many of them that, you know, when we first saw like a nude palette come on the scene again after just a year of colour, like 2019 was a year of colour, it was really refreshing, and now it just feels like really like same old, same old.
Yeah. Okay, next thing is Patrick Ta. Apparently this is a holiday release. This can't be the only thing that they're releasing. We'll probably be talking about a new Patrick Ta thing every fucking week for the next 4 weeks, which is so exciting. This is a limited edition Major Glow face gloss. She Gives Me Life. Is that the name of it? Maybe. Yeah. So it's a gel gloss for anywhere you want to put it on your body. And it has shimmer in it.
They don't even describe the colour.
They don't even describe it. So I don't know. Anyway, it's out now when you're watching this at Patrick Ta Beauty and Sephora. Okay, the last holiday thing is from Reffa. They have finally released their holiday collection. This consists of 3 brushes. There's the 23, which is a tiny little pencil brush. The 24 is a basically like a face do-it-all brush. And then the 25 is their largest, fluffiest brush in their range. The whole set is retailing for $116 with the current holiday promotion, usually $216, and you can buy all of the brushes individually if you want to. They have 20% off all of their individual brushes. So that is a limited set at a limited price for a limited time. So if you want it, go get it. All right, new stuff?
All right, we've seen a new collection from ColourPop because, again, another week, another ColourPop release. This is the Dark Blooms collection. So this actually consists of three eyeshadow palettes, so nine pan palettes. One is, they're all quite deep, which is interesting. Mm. This is a new territory for ColourPop. They usually go quite light. Mm-hmm. These are quite rich. There's one that looks like a neutral palette, one a warm, and one a cool. So along with the palettes, there are three lip trios. So each trio contains a lip, a luxe gloss and a luxe velvet. And there's also three shades of pressed blushes. So these all complement the eyeshadow palettes, like in the tones.
Okay, we've seen something from CoverFX. This is quite an event. It happens rarely. So this is the Custom Enhancer palette. They're saying it's their exclusive Custom Enhancer palette that features three favorite shades of Custom Enhancer drops, now in a travel-friendly pressed powder. Use it to highlight all over or as a shimmering pop on the eyes. So it contains Candlelight, which is a shimmering golden bronze, Sunlight is a glowing gold, and Blossom is a soft pearlescent pink. It's available now at CoverFX for $42.
Neapolitan.
Yeah. I just... What are they doing? It's so, like... This is just, it could be anything. This could be Clinique, it could be Maybelline, it could be Essence.
Yeah,
everyone's got this in spades.
They do. I'm
surprised
that
they've done this.
I'm actually not surprised because I feel like what they've been doing recently is piggybacking off popular shades already in their range. Like they brought out those lipsticks that match the blush duos. And now they're bringing out a powder version of popular liquid highlighter shades. So I understand the thought process. These would have to be amazing highlighters to actually be like stand out amongst the rest because there are so many palettes like this that it is so repetitive, so boring. You can walk into Sephora and probably find like 14 of these.
Yeah.
So you'd want their formula to be so amazing that you swatch it and you're like, I have to buy it.
Like, their Custom Enhancer drops, they were popular, like, what?
3 years
three,
ago.
3-4 years ago? Yeah. I'm surprised that they're, like, feels like a step backwards. Like, I get that they're sort of filling in a gap in their range. They don't have anything like this. But it's not very, like, it's not
newsworthy.
Innovative. It's not interesting. It's not exciting. It's a Neapolitan highlight palette.
All right, new from Glamlight. So we've seen a new addition to their food range. This is the Burger Slider palette. So they've got a burger palette, and this is the Burger Slider, so theoretically smaller. It's supposed to feature 4 mouth-watering, ultra-dazzling shimmer shades and 5 insanely pigmented buttery mattes inspired by your favorite burger toppings and sides. So this is already launched and it's essentially a burger shaped palette with 9 different shades. There's a few greens, mainly warm toned browns, oranges, a pop of pink, pop of blue for some reason. It's very, very Glamlight. If you're a fan of Glamlight, this might be one you want to add to your collection. If you don't get the food makeup trend, then you're like me. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't get it. We have some more products here from Juvia's Place. This is the Wahala 2 collection. What we've got here is an eyeshadow palette. It is $38, and then there is the collection bundle, which has the palette and 2 lip products. So the 2 lip products are Shakara, which is a soft coral matte lipstick, and Petty Betty, which is a pinky nude lip gloss. The palette is big, actually. It is a, is it a 30 pan palette?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And it looks to be very purple, blue, and then there's like some orange, pink, and red colors in there as well.
Yeah, it's a weird one because it goes down in columns, but like you said, it's very, very sort of blue-green heavy. There's a column of silvers, and they're in different sort of tones and different textures. There's like a glitter in there as well. Then you almost have a blurple type blue. So this is like a blue that leans a little bit more purple. Again, you have mattes and shimmers. Then you have more of a traditional blue, then almost a teal column, an orange column, and a pink and purple column. It is a strange palette, but if you're vibing these colors and you like sort of pressed glitters, you might be down for this. I just see this as being like a Juvia's Place version of a Morphe palette. All right, we've seen a new highlighter coming from Kaleidos. So they're expanding their Space Age highlighter range with the shade Prophecy. This is actually a multi-chrome champagne highlighter with a supernatural green, vermilion, gold, and lime shift. So it's an interesting one. I will have some videos playing on the screen so you can see the color shift. I'm this is launching on the 9th of November and I'm interested in this. Now, what Kaleidos has been doing with their highlighters is they brought out some more, you know, traditional shades like a champagne kind of color, but mainly they go for the colored highlighters. And they're mainly the ones that are sort of like the white with the iridescent shift. So you put them on and they either have a blue shift or a pink shift or an orange shift. So they're really delving into those highlighters that we probably saw maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Like think of like the Kat Von D Alchemy palette when that sort of was popular. So their highlighters are, in my mind, were a little bit dated. If you've been into makeup for more than a few years, you probably have some of their sort of types of highlighters in your collection already. But this is different. I'm sure indie brands have done this already. I just personally haven't seen it. Seeing a, like an iridescent champagne with a multi-chrome shift, I'm interested in it. I don't know if I'm going to like it on the skin, but the idea is fresh.
I've seen them as like these sort of like translucent base multi-chromes. I've seen them mostly as eyeshadows. Yeah. I don't think I've seen them as a highlighter, but that like marketed specifically as a highlighter. But I like it. I like the color of it. I think it's pretty. And I like Kaleidos. So there you go.
I think it's a cool idea and it's really nice to see that they've done something that's a little bit more fresh. Because, you know, you do think we've seen glitter highlighters, we've seen, you know, colorful highlighters, we've seen liquid highlighters, we've seen so many different highlighters. What's next? And it does make sense to pick an iridescent multi-chrome sort of pigment that, like you said, traditionally we've seen as, like we've seen them from a whole bunch of brands as either pigments or eyeshadows. To see it being used as a highlighter, I'm really interested. It looks cool. All right, we've seen the last two Thaylor releases from Kimchi Chic Beauty.
Fucking God. This has been going on for months.
Yeah, we've actually seen, we saw the contour duo last week, but we refused to talk about it because we're so sick of talking about a new one every single week because we saw highlighter duos, blush duos, bronzers. Now we've seen contour duos and a new highlighter. All right, so the contour duos, they come in 3 shades. There's tawny, mocha, and chocolate. They're already available now. And essentially what it is, it's a split pan. You have a matte highlighter and a matte contour shade. So these are probably quite different from the bronzers because they're a little bit more cool toned, supposed to create that shadow rather than a bronzy look. There's a quite a light one that looks more sort of pink toned. Then there's a medium one, which has like an almost a banana powder type highlighter. And then there's a deeper one that has more of a, I'd say a mocha shade of a highlighter. So there's 3 shade variations there. What is probably a little bit more interesting is the new highlighter. So this is the Pearl Gone Wild highlighter. So they didn't release this in the highlighter duos because it is, this reminds me a lot of Jeffree Star. What was his really sparkly ones?
Supreme Frost.
That's right. So, yeah, it looks a lot like a Supreme Frost type formula.
This actually reminds me of the Two-Faced Love Heart one that we destroyed.
Yeah. Look, the color here, so they just say that it's a pearlescent glow and it's the creamiest highlight ever. But it does look like it's got a lot of sort of like blue sort of shift to it. But they haven't really described the color shift to us. So there you go. There's videos on the screen. All right, we've seen some new releases from KKW. So these are launching on the 6th of November. And essentially what we've seen are color correctors. So we've seen four shades. There's pink, peach, orange, and deep orange red. So these are all to neutralize dark circles. What they've also done is they're releasing their concealer they've had out for a while. They're releasing it in a larger size. So originally it was 4.6 grams for $18, but now you'll be able to buy a 6.4 gram tube for $20. So if you really like that formula, but you went through it too quickly, they will have a bigger size. And these color correctors are in the larger size, which doesn't make much sense because you probably don't use color correctors as much as you use concealers, but these are the 6.4 grams for $20.
Based on how much she has put under her fucking eyes, then yeah, I mean, she's applying enough there for fucking 10 applications. But, that's true. You know, well, she's got to show you how to use the product up quickly so you can buy more.
Buy more of it. That's true.
Okay, Lethal Cosmetics has a new face powder collection. So it looks like what they have released are 10 blushes and 8 bronzer and contour shades. And then they also have, so they're sold individually, and then they also have 4 pre-made face palettes. And it does say that they all have an exclusive highlighter shade in them. So when we look at everything individually, we've got some interesting blush shades. There's yellow, orange, coral, purple, and then we've got some more traditional like pinky shades. And a good little selection for deeper skin as well. There's really dark, like berry shades and even a red. When we look at the bronzers and the contours, there's very, very cool toned. There's quite warm and they also go fairly deep. And you can see the swatches that they've done on people's faces as well. The palettes, you've got basically fair, light, medium, deep. And the highlight shades are, look, one of them's quite interesting. It's almost a lemon yellow shade.
Yeah.
And then there's like a lilac shade in another one. But, you know, they look pretty nice. I like the blush shades that they've chosen in those palettes.
Yeah, the palettes are essentially highlighter, blush, contour, or bronzer.
Yeah.
The highlighters on the people that they've demonstrated on really do suit the skin tone. So I was a bit like, light skin with a lilac highlighter might look a bit weird, but it looks really flattering on this person. I also want to point out that because of COVID, they mentioned in a comment that these people are staff members. So good on them for having diverse staff. Okay. I'm just going to put it out there. Yeah, they couldn't get models, so they used staff, which is cool. All right, Linda Hallberg, jumping on the nude bandwagon again.
Yes.
It's a nude episode. This is a 12-shade multi-use eyeshadow palette. It's supposed to be softer, smoother, and more pigmented than ever before, which is nice because one criticism that I would possibly have for their eyeshadow palettes in the past is that they were nice, but they weren't super pigmented. So you can't just put like one swipe on and have it be quite opaque. So this is called the Golden 20s palette. It's going to be $55, 65 euros or 55 pounds. And essentially it's a 12 pan palette. It's got some peachy shades, browny shades, goldy shades, different textures. It looks, I actually thought this was Maybelline when I first saw it. It's not.
Fair.
Hopefully it's a lot better quality than Maybelline, but it gives me sort of like very consumer vibes. They've also got the Till the End eyeshadow primer. So this is good that they're releasing an eyeshadow primer. I'd love to try it and see how it holds up, because I have quite a lot of faith in their formulas. This is $24, €23, or £20, and it's all launched by the time you're watching this.
Like, we've seen some interesting nude palettes coming out, and I wouldn't put this one in the category of interesting. It's pretty standard. There's like a selection of very typical nude shades, warms, neutrals, cools. It's kind of like covering all of the bases just a little bit. But nudes are in fashion now, so
that's true.
That's what you're gonna get for a while.
Look, this is the kind of palette that, and NARS do this to me as well. This reminds me a bit like NARS. I see it and I'm like, yeah, I don't need this in my life, but if I was watching it in store,
you
it might get me. It might get me.
Another collection that we have from Makeup Revolution is the Disney Princess collaboration. They're flogging a dead horse. All of the brands are flogging the Disney horse. Okay, so what we have are this Disney Storybook palettes. So these palettes are based around Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, and Princess and the Frog. We also have the Disney Storybook Heart Highlighters, the Disney Storybook Lip Toppers, and the Storybook Lashes. So there's like one for each princess. The palettes. I hate the palettes. Like, they take these really cool properties that could be awesome, and then they make that.
So I do quite like that the collections do have different tones to them that almost match the princesses. So for example, the Tiana one has like deeper face products, deeper highlighter. I think that's a really smart move.
We have a collection here from Nabla. So this consists of three items, or two items and a group of items. We have the side-by-side nude palette. So this is a 16 pan neutral shade eyeshadow palette with different textures and finishes. We also have the Ruby Lights glitter palette. So it's a quad of flashing chameleonic reflex. Four flaming glitter shades for wherever you want to use them. No primer or glue needed. We did see a glitter palette from them from the Miami Lights collection. And then we have the close-up lip shapers. So these are nude lip liners in six shades. It's a long-lasting no transfer formula that glides on like a dream. Actually it'll be out when you're watching this.
Yep. Look, I have to say, I like this nude palette. I think the thing I like about it, it's got a good split between shimmers and mattes, but I do like that the bottom row has grays. I think this is a little bit different. And I do also know that Nabla are great at injecting different finishes in their palettes. So they're not just like shimmer and matte. They do have a bunch of different formulas, whether they're sort of like a cream formula or a duochrome formula or a sparkly formula. They're really good at having different sort of textures in their palettes, which I think really elevates a nude palette. So I like this one. I think this one's pretty.
Yeah, I really like it too. I have to admit, I liked their last glitter palette and I like the look of that one. I'm a big fan of Nabla Cosmetics.
Yeah, I really don't.
There's only a few things that I've tried that like haven't worked for my skin. But yeah, almost everything I've tried, I've enjoyed.
All right, we've seen some new releases from One Size, which is Patrick Starr's brand. So what we've seen, this is launching the 9th of November at One Size and at Sephora. There's the Ultimate Blurring Setting Powder. This is $30 or $16 for a travel size. It comes in two shades, translucent or deep dark. Seems to be quite a big jump. There we go. There's also the Baking Puff, which is $14, and the Full On Faux Lashes, which are $20, and it comes in two styles. I've arrived and come through. I feel like this is such a fucking boring release. And I just feel like if you're going to bring out a translucent powder and a deep one, at least have two more shades in between, because not everyone wants translucent or deep. I think this is a weird release. The lashes, very dramatic. This is not your everyday lash. This is more of a I'm going to a drag show lash.
Yeah, it's not for me. I'm not interested.
I also feel like because Patrick Starr had Patrick's powder with MAC that was so popular, if he fucks up a loose powder, that's not on. It's not on. Which, mind you, Patrick's powder is just a different shade of an existing powder that MAC's always had. So it's, the formula has been the same. It's just a different, slightly different shade. So it's a, it was a weird one. All right, Sugar Pill have launched a new capsule palette. So this is the pill palette. This is the black version. So it's supposed to be a spooky concoction. Sure. So it's a collection of 10 otherworldly eyeshadows, pressed pigments, and a blush in their iconic pill-shaped palette. I love it that they've only done this. This is the third time they've done this.
I know.
It's already iconic.
But it's iconic.
It's already iconic. Uh-huh. So this is already launched when you're watching this, and clearly it launched sort of around Halloween, which makes a lot of sense because, you know, it's a good time to launch it. It is a colourful palette, but it's quite darkened. It's almost the shades have just, they've thrown a little bit of black or a little bit of grey in it to make them a little bit more muted and a little bit darker. So, you know, if you do like colours, but you want them to be a little bit more muted down and deeper, this might be the palette for you. I think it's an interesting concept. I don't mind. This is probably the one out of the last few that they've done that I'm like, okay, this is a little bit more different than what I've seen elsewhere.
Like, I think they've got some dark shades in there, but like the Firestarter Superstitious Psycho Candy Gloomy Hex and Ritual, they all just look like standard brights.
They do look like brights, but, and it might just be this swatch photo. Maybe they've edited it a lot, but it does almost look like it's got a grey.
Yeah.
Like it's not as vibrant and as neon or as primary coloured as what we're used to seeing. It all looks like it's got a slight grey, like muted element to it. But again, it might just be the photo because in the palette, it looks a lot more vibrant. So I'm not too sure. Mm. I'll need to see people, you know, review this and actually swatch it.
Yeah, I'd love to see like actual real people swatches. I also love how they release this with like almost like a Halloween vibe the day before Halloween. Yeah,
exactly right. All right, the last thing. We've seen a new collection from Zoeva. So this is the Powerful Lips collection. Essentially what we've got here, Powerful Lip Shines. These are $16 US and they're pretty much lip glosses, to be real. So we've got 10 shades. It looks like five have a bit of shimmer in them, so they're a little bit sparkly, and then five look like creams, but they are all in sort of nudish tones, especially the cream ones. That they have a nice variety of nudes in there. Then we've also got the Powerful Lip Plump. This is $16 US and it's in the shade Thrive With Me, which is a soft pale pink. So one lip plumper, 10 lip shines. And they're all available now at Zoeva Cosmetics.
So that is it for this week's episode, which means the time has come for us to dedicate this episode to a beauty news VIP. And this week's VIP is Jane Owit. Did
Thank
I pronounce
you, Jane.
That correctly? Thank you,
Probably
Jane,
not.
For supporting Beauty News. And thank you to everyone who supports Beauty News in whichever way you choose to do so. Kat, what is our emoji?
We're going with the brown heart. And the reason we're going with the brown heart is because a lot of this episode's brown. There's a lot of brown going on.
Nudes.
Yeah,
nudes. Are coming back.
In
There's
going to
be a lot of people who hate that.
Yes.
But personally, I don't care either way. I thought I would love it when nudes come back, but now I've got it out of my system. So...
Yeah, I've got it out of my system. I think I got it out of my system when Too Faced brought out that, what was that nude eyeshadow palette? Because that was a good one. And I keep going back to that.
Yeah,
and I'm
like,
that's it. I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, look, there's going to be colour lovers that are raging, but, you know, the nude lovers were raging last year, so it evens out.
Exactly. It's, you know, it's the nude lovers' time, so...
Yes.
You got to take it in turns. It is what it is. And there's always, like, rogue brands releasing whatever the hell they want to. Colour lovers just need to, like, move towards indie brands for a little while because that's where the colour's at.
Yeah, it'll come back.
It will. It will. All right, guys, we hope you enjoyed this week's episode. If you did, give it a thumbs up and we will see you in the next one.
Bye.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.